Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ted, what day is it, buddy? It's everybody's favorite alcoholic beverage day.
Beer day!
Moonshine day! You're absolutely right.
All right.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
The top 10 things to know about moonshine. The term moonshine originated in Europe and was used in England during the 1700s. The name originally referred to occupational pursuits which compelled night work or work by the light of the moon. You might know it as white lightning, corn liquor, stump water, skullcracker, wildcat, ruckus juice, hooch, mountain dew, rot gut, tipple, fire water, red eye. It all boils down to quite literally water, corn, yeast, and a copper pot still. I prefer to call it heaven.
So there you go. These are top 10 things to know about moonshine. They start with basically this article that we've got here. It starts the definition of moonshine. It's defined by its illegality, not its ingredients. Technically, moonshine refers to any spirit distilled without government approval. It's unregulated, untaxed, and often made in secret, traditionally clear, unaged, and very high in alcohol content.
Yes.
That's your technical definition of moonshine. Now, it has a deep historical root in rebellion. It originated back in the 18th century England to describe illicit liquors. In the U.S., moonshine became popular during the Whiskey Rebellion back in the late 1700s as a protest against alcohol taxes. Production exploded during Prohibition when alcohol was banned nationwide.
Yeah.
It's when all those stills started popping up all over the doggone place, and they were making everything.
Correct. And you had, like, the Scots-Irish, right? That, like, over there, everybody's like, you guys are mutts. We don't want you.
Right.
So then they all immigrate to New York City, and they're like, you can't make that stuff here.
Okay.
So that's literally how a lot of them ended up down in Appalachia, in that kind of area. They were like, can we do it in these mountains?
Right. Head for the hills.
And it's like, no, but we're not going to come check.
Basically,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still illegal, but yeah, you're fine.
Things to know about moonshine, it's made just like any other spirit, but quicker and rougher, they say.
Isn't that generally the thing? Like, I want to say, maybe Jack Daniels is the wrong example, but most of the whiskeys you buy, they're like, look, when it first appears on this earth, it is moonshine. And then they age it in the barrels to take all the edge off and that kind of thing.
But gives it the color.
Yeah.
So the basic process is that you mash fermentable ingredients, you let it ferment, and then you distill in a homemade still, typically made with corn, rye, wheat, sugar, and water. No aging is involved, like you said. No aging is involved, which is why it's clear and
except
has a raw,
face.
Sharp taste.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, you know, the aging process for, like, Jack Daniel's whiskey, like, the brown color that it gets is from the barrels that it's sitting
right.
in. So, yeah, that's why moonshine tends to be clear there. Things to know about moonshine, almost anything can be used to make it.
Oh, good.
There's no legal no legal definition means that you got freedom to experiment, basically. Common bases are corn, rye, fruit, wheat, potatoes, even jalapenos have been used
basically,
to make moonshine.
If they could find it.
Yes.
To me, it sounds like moonshine is the equivalent of, like, stew. Like, look, this is what we've got.
Correct.
So this is what we can do with it, right?
Well, you can't age it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a problem. You can't hide it long enough for 5 years to get it to the point where it's technically anything. You're just making it and running with it.
Right.
So think of it this way. It is the Blanco of the tequila family.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. It is as pure a form of whiskey, no matter what that combo. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get a hangover as bad. You're not going to get a headache. Mm-hmm. There's no sugar. There's no flavor. But that's why you add something to it.
Yeah.
Correct. And that's, you know.
But you're going to get
that's
drunk.
Why Mountain Dew exists.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly. Right. And I was going to say Miles might know more than I do, but I think in those areas like West Virginia, Kentucky, like there's some people that still just prefer to drink that.
No, it's what you know.
Because it's clean. So you can do anything you want with it. You can put it in any drink and get the same result. If it recipe calls for vodka, you can use moonshine.
Yeah.
If it calls for rum, you can use moonshine. It goes in everything.
Mm-hmm. It's known for its high alcohol content. Traditional moonshine averages around, what do you guys figure? Traditional moonshine, what's
150.
150?
I'm right there with Miles, 150? About 150.
Ted Smith?
I'll go a little under. I'll say 130 proof.
You're very, very close. 120, about 60% alcohol by volume. That's only slightly below ethanol, which is 95%. extremely potent, often harsh and impure due to basic distillation methods.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, you guys ever watch Moonshiners?
No.
I know the show, I've never watched it.
It is wild, man. Like, they have a contest now where people make it, and they can shake it, and by the amount of small bubbles, they can almost nail what proof it is.
No kidding.
Damn.
It's wild.
Wow. It's not always illegal anymore. Licensed distilleries like St. Luna legally produce moonshine. The term is now used as a branding tool for clear, unaged spirits, and legally produced moonshine is technically smoother and safe to drink.
Yeah.
That's the big part of why it needs to be legal is because there's
It's like Ted always said with Green Fairy.
Absinthe,
right? So you trip, and it's like, well, some of the guys back in the day tripped on absinthe because it was not always made by a reputable distillery, right? So the wormwood, all the poisons, what toxins. Right. And
people, like the wormwood does have a little bit of psychedelic property, but like what Winston's chopped his ear off is because it had so much other stuff in it.
Right.
Right.
That was one of the fascinating things that Castle taught us about Irish whiskey is that the Irish were drinking whiskey and they were freaking going blind. And instead of stopping to stop drinking it, they just said, distill it again. And that's how you get triple distilled whiskey.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to keep drinking it.
They were going blind drinking that crap. And they were like, I still really want it. Let's run it through the distiller again.
I can't live life on its own.
This sucks.
Reality's for nobody.
Run it through again. It has a bad reputation for a reason. Historically made by amateurs in backyards or woods, often unsafely. No quality control equals a bitter taste, high potency, and a risk of impurities. And some moonshines have a bitter, overproof taste. That's why moonshine can have such a negative connotation. Yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah, depending on the source.
Modern moonshine can be surprisingly smooth, they say. Again, these are things to know about moonshine. Distillers like St. Luna aim to redefine moonshine as refined and delicious. Their version is molasses and rye mash, charcoal filtered for smoothness, and flavors described as caramel, smoky, and grassy. So you can do a little bit better there. It's like Miles said, it's incredibly versatile in cocktails. Legal moonshine can be enjoyed on the rocks, in margaritas, Negronis, tiki drinks, more. There's a handful of different things that you can do with moonshine. Like you said, it's just the alcoholic base is what you got going on there.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Texter just texted this in. I don't know if it's true, but it makes sense. It says, NASCAR's roots are connected to moonshine, specifically running the shine.
Correct. Okay. One of the first great NASCAR drivers was a moonshiner.
Oh, really?
Right, because they would take these stock cars, the cops didn't know, and
they
soup them up
and
put extra suspension in so you couldn't see how heavy they were.
I love history.
And then this is the last thing that I'll leave you here on things to know about moonshine, and it's something that everybody really knows when it comes to moonshine and the subject all together. They say to handle traditional moonshine with caution. If you're drinking unregulated moonshine, dilute it. Do not drink it straight. Mix it with Coke, ginger ale, iced tea. Drink responsibly due to the very high alcohol content. That seems to be the common theme when it comes to moonshine is there's a lot of alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So enjoy that. Enjoy your moonshine there, kids.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.